Welcome to Winning STL, where we have conversations about how St. Louis can best compete and win in the battle for talent, jobs, growth, and equity. Winning STL is presented by Purina, who creates richer lives for pets and the people who love them, and has proudly called St. Louis home since 1894. Today, we are at Spark St. Louis, a co-working and meeting space located in Ballpark Village. Joining me today is Suzanne Sierra, Executive Director of the St. Louis Mosaic Project. Suzanne, thanks so much. Great to have you today.
Thanks.
So Suzanne, why don't we start with the obvious? What is the Mosaic Project? What impact does it have? What do you do?
So the St. Louis Mosaic Project is part of the World Trade Center of St. Louis, and we're managed by the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. And our entire mission is to make sure that work-authorized immigrants, foreign-born professionals, I'll use those terms interchangeably, when they come here, that they are able to find meaningful work and essentially help the economy grow. So we were started in 2012, and it was really the result of an economic impact study that showed for a city the size of St. Louis, we really should have much higher immigration. We have about 5% immigration right now, and it really should be much higher than that. The national average is about 14%.
Okay.
And then you see other cities like Cleveland and Detroit that have upwards of 12 and 14%, and of course, Chicago and the coastal cities.
Right.
And so we really ought to have more immigration. Really, we should be attracting more immigrants to move here and work, put down roots, et cetera.
So maybe we started a little later than some of our
peers. Right.
We've been trying to
catch
up.
Okay, correct. But we've certainly grown. I mean, where we were when we started compared to the number of immigrants now, it's going in the right direction. In 2022 to 2023, we ranked number one for fastest foreign-born growth among the top 30 metros. We saw a little bit of a decline in 24, but we're still seeing the Asian and Latino populations grow. And so we really consider ourselves part of a lever for the economic growth of the region. And then filling gaps when it comes to workforce and talent and education.
So, tell us, why is immigration, in your view, and I think in the view of the business community, so important to our economic vitality in this region?
Well, I mean, we know that the region is continuing to see a decline of its white and black population. And the only growth across the country is coming from the immigrant population. And so we want immigrants to consider St. Louis as a place that's welcoming, as a place where they want to put down roots, as a place where they can call it their new hometown and love to live here. Immigrants are filling jobs. We have a lot of STEM jobs and jobs in engineering and tech. And we have a lot of international talent that's here coming with advanced degrees that can fill those jobs. And so it's important that they find a welcoming environment. And what does that mean when I say welcoming? It's if a foreign-born person comes here and then suddenly they're feeling isolated and they want to go to work, but they have no idea. They may not know anyone here. And so that's what we do, is we offer professional connections. We also offer social connections so that folks can build community and find like-minded individuals for camaraderie. It's all about, you know, you come here, we make a warm introduction, you find meaningful work, and then you start to put down roots.
Right. Let me ask, so we had this big influx, the 2022 through 23, where we were leading the top 30 metros in foreign-born immigrants. Where broadly are they coming from?
So we have thousands of international students that are coming to study at WashU, SLU, SIUE, Webster, UMSL. And then we have refugees, although that has been paused at the federal level right now,
sure.
But that was a large component of our foreign-born population.
So Afghanistan,
Syria, Ukraine, yeah. But lots of Latin American countries, lots of countries from Africa, really throughout the world. And then we also have what we call secondary migration. So these are perhaps refugees or immigrants that are living in another city that have family here. And the family tells them, oh my gosh, we have such a great support network here. I was able to start a business because I received some funding, or yes, I got this great job and the cost of living is much lower here. And then you have entrepreneurs as well who, through arts grants or other means come here to start a business who are from another country.
And to be clear, when you talk about where we placed in foreign-born immigrants in that period of time that placed us one, you're not talking about illegal immigration.
No.
Talking about people that we have allowed as a country in and that are able to work and are able to pay taxes, are able to do all the things
Sure. I mean, those numbers include everyone. Mosaic is focused on connecting those who have work authorization here.
I see.
The unique role that we play in the region is to be that connector point for the business community. So it was a very intentional strategy when Mosaic was launched in 2012 to house us under an economic development umbrella organization. The Mosaic Project has a 32-member steering committee, corporate leaders, civic leaders, universities, nonprofits. We have to bring businesses first. We help them connect with immigrants for jobs at all levels. We help them even with programs that can help their own employees learn about the diversity and the international community in St. Louis. And we have, you know, some really good examples of companies who have really made a commitment to hire refugees. And the beauty of it is that many of those refugees have now been promoted in the company. And they've also become sort of a pipeline for other refugees, family members, as I mentioned earlier, that now are also being hired. And so we are that focal point of, we're sort of the catalyst for connectors. We have a program called Professional Connectors, where anyone who's foreign-born, work authorized, and we have a one-on-one virtual meeting with them, get to know their background, and then we say, well, we know one or two people that work in your field, and we're going to make that warm introduction for you so that that person who has signed up and said, I want to do what I can to help foreign-born people, so then they have this conversation, and that person gives them guidance, like,
so
oh.
Maybe I'm an engineer.
Correct.
And I'm going, you were an engineer in Ukraine,
yep.
Or fill in the blank country,
yep.
And I'm going to tell you, here's how it works here, here's people that you might want to
know. Go to this networking opportunity. Right. And if you have a business, we have a lot of foreign-born owned businesses. Foreign-born individuals are about 60% more likely to start a business than native individuals.
That's interesting.
Oftentimes it's because they can't find work. Oftentimes it's because they, out of necessity, right?
Sure.
Refugees, for example, people don't realize have 90 days after they get here to start paying back that government loan. So they have to start working. I just, you know, I don't know how often you take an Uber, but many of the drivers are foreign born.
Yeah.
And I would urge you to have a conversation with one or two of them, because I bet you'll find that they have advanced degrees. And they are driving Uber because they have to make a living.
Exactly right.
And we have gotten calls from people saying exactly that. My cab driver was from Afghanistan. Send him our way. And we'll do what we can to make that introduction.
And I guarantee they have an interesting story. I think it's worth pointing out, if the business community in St. Louis, they think we need to fill positions, and if there's talented people here, you know, we didn't get to our roles by looking past that.
Right. So we are creating this talent pipeline. And again, we're telling companies, we can help you identify and connect with some of this workforce that maybe you're in need of finding. And then that's, again, the way that the immigrants are so grateful for the opportunity to put roots down. I mean, the fact that we have a 5% immigrant population, that's not huge, right?
No.
But we have so many organizations in town, cultural groups, again, business groups, networking, who have really, really been welcoming to these immigrants. And, you know, we have a lot of cultural festivals. There are a lot of ways for them to meet others who can help them along the way. A couple of years ago, and we did not participate in this study, but we learned that St. Louis had ranked in the top 6, I believe, for a city where immigrants thrive. That's a wonderful ranking. When that information gets out, when that news gets out that St. Louis is a place where you as an immigrant can succeed, that's music to our ears. We want people to hear that and come here, and we want the people who are here to say to family in other cities, come here.
I can see it. Our rents compared to the coast or even Chicago are much lower. There's opportunities to fill in neighborhoods in the city.
Yes.
There are, you know, there are just some opportunities that might be a little harder in Los Angeles or Chicago or New York or whatever.
Right.
So it seems like it's a natural. I guess, Suzanne, the elephant in the room is a lot has changed since our last election nationally. So I'm betting the experience for recent immigrants might be a little bit different than it was a year ago. Do you sense a bit of concern and fear? Am I going to get pulled over? Surely that's got to be kind of in the air.
Sure. So the challenges are still the same, no matter who's in D.C. I think what happens, or maybe what's happening now, is that immigration has a huge spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can lead to misinformation. And that's where we, again, come in as a source, a trusted source of education and correcting misperceptions. And if the growth of the country is coming from immigrants, why shouldn't they come to St. Louis?
Well, that's right. I mean, first off, we know it's the story, you know, quite literally of America.
Correct.
And we can see it in the neighborhoods that we all like, from the Hill to Dogtown. We could go on and on.
Yes.
And we can see the impact of immigration. And I think there's, you know, reasonable debates people can have about what's the right amount and what authorizations. And I think that's fine. But at the same time, it seems crazy from my perspective that we would think that we don't need it. I do think that there is a lot of misinformation these days in general.
Yes.
And, you know, from everything I've read, from everything I think I've learned, foreign-born immigrants are less likely to commit crimes, are more likely to your point, to be entrepreneurial.
Correct.
And again, that doesn't mean you're for open borders. I think you can have reasonable, policy discussions on what's right. But wow, in a community that needs to grow, you know, hoping that domestic migration is going to get it done for us, I think that's pretty tricky.
Right.
Suzanne, what can people who may watch this and say, hey, I'd like to get involved, that appeals to me, I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
This is important.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
Well, I would say the first thing is if your viewers or whoever's watching has a business and they need workers, give us a call. The other way would be to become a tutor. There are, again, refugees, many that come here with very little English skills, and there are some wonderful nonprofits that are that use volunteers to just tutor one-on-one a person in conversational English. Sometimes people need to be driven to doctor's appointments or help, you know, registering their students. I mean, there is no shortage of needs. And then there are things like when you have neighbors that move in that are from another country, go over and invite them over for dinner, get to know them. You know, get to understand their culture and offer to take them to your favorite, you know, restaurant. And then go to the foreign-born restaurants and stores and support them.
They tend to be pretty good restaurants in my
experience. Yes, yes. And we're seeing more and more, and we're seeing them really all over.
So I live close to Wash U. You can tell, you can see that there's a heavy foreign-born student body. I know in some of the other schools you mentioned, this is important to these schools, as I understand.
Yes, yes.
So I know you've got some programs you have geared towards this group.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
Yeah. So we have something that we launched last year called the International Student Hiring Challenge, because many companies don't realize that they can hire an international student, especially on a STEM degree, and through their optional practical training or OPT, they can work for the company for up to 3 years without any sponsorship needed on the part of the company. And so at our World Trade Center Growing Global Lunch last year, which is 700 plus C-level executives, we thought, let's challenge the businesses in the room to hire these students. You know, and so we had 9 companies participate in the challenge, and it was really very simple. Do you have an internship? We sent the job descriptions to the universities. 9 students were hired, and they had the most wonderful experience, and one of them was now hired full-time.
Wow.
And so we're going to launch that again this year. And it's really for if you have a project, if you have an internship, great, but if you have a limited time work assignment, and we can be that connector.
Well, I can't think of a better and more optimistic way to wrap this up. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming. Really appreciated the discussion, and thanks so much.
Thank you.